Welcome back to Vision in the Valley. So all season long, I've been talking about giving birth to something, labor pains for that birth, the delivery of the thing, and taking care of the baby, the gift, once it's been delivered. But what about the times when you're not delivering? What about the times when you're not in labor? What do you do? What is that? To me, that's what I'm calling the waiting room. And I want you to know that because the waiting room is where we find the voice. The delivery is when you're ready to bring it into the world, right? The labor pains is getting you productive, ready for that. And the delivery room is the place that you're going to deliver this wonderful thing, this new way of doing something, this creative energy that you're going to put out there. But what happens when you're not in labor yet? What happens when you're not in the birthing room? Well, you're in the waiting room. And like I said, the waiting room is important because we spend a lot of time in the waiting room, right? If you think about it, most of our time is in the waiting room. More of our time is spent in the waiting room than it is in any other place. And I know from experience that the waiting room is not only is it important, but it's that special time because you're connecting with the Lord. You're trying to seek His presence. You're trying to seek guidance, and you're trying to find out what your purpose is. The time, because when you're in delivery mode, you already know what you're doing. When you're in labor mode, you're expecting something great. The waiting room is that time in between. You could be in the waiting room for a while. When I think about the deliveries that I speak about on this season, I am talking about the delivery of the podcast itself. That has been something brewing in me for all of my life, before there was even such a thing as a podcast. Just knew that I was supposed to be telling my story, and my story was actually evolving and growing along with me, but I had no idea. So think about how long that was in the waiting room. And then the job, where I tell you that I came to my company to be a part of a change for the patient experience, and I came in as an entry-level person who had nothing to do with the patient experience from the perspective of changing it or making it a change system-wide. I could do what I could do in my individual role, but that was what I was limited to. That was 5 years ago. So that part was a waiting room experience for 5 years. And if I really take a second look at it, I'll say it's even longer than the 5 years, because that initial experience that I had 25 plus years ago was the thing that resonated and made me want to eventually come back to be a part of the team, to be the part of the face of the change. That's a long time to be in a waiting room. Sometimes our births don't require as long of a waiting room period, and sometimes they do. And I'm just amazed at when it's truly the work of the Lord, once you start it. Like, example, exhibit A, if you will, this podcast, I never expected to do anything like this before. And the truth be told, I didn't really know how to start. I have so many things to share with you, but I didn't really know how to group them, how to group the messages. And as I just started to lay the tracks, right, as I started to just speak, it started to flow. And then after I put the information out there, I listened to it and then I named it. I didn't even have titles for the episodes prior to that. That was the Holy Spirit just working. I'd hear things and like, okay, wait, okay, the birthing room. That makes sense. And that's exactly how the waiting room came to me. I was at work. And my work is pretty intense. So the fact that I was actually doing work and able to do this is already amazing to me. But as I was reviewing something on my desk, I think I was really typing, and then I had a lot of stuff going on as usual. And as I was moving, it doesn't make any sense if you talk without talking in the spirit, right? It doesn't make any sense. But as I was moving on my desk, you know, the wraparound part of the desk, the spirit told me to pull out the sticky pads. And I just started to doodle, because the title of the podcast originally was Chronicles of a Valley Girl, Vision in the Valley. That's a long title. And so I didn't want anything to be lost in it. What was my main focus? Well, alignment. Everything I'm talking about is about, after I got into alignment with God, life changed. So it had been on my mind, and in the middle of me working, I took out a sticky notepad and wrote the alignment logo. And as soon as I saw it, I knew that that's what I needed the entire time. So that's my new logo. And you'll see that on the cover art. But then I went a little further, because alignment is the beginning of all of the success. Alignment equals joy. Alignment equals peace. Because when you're in alignment with God, He gives you all of those things. You could put equals and say anything at the end of it, because once you're in alignment with Him, all things are possible, right? So it's endless. But I thought about the waiting room part of it. So I'm in a waiting room and I'm doodling. But what's the formula? What's the formula for all of this? What am I trying to do in this waiting room? I'm trying to make the most of my waiting room experience. And when you are idle, you miss things, right? So you engage people who are also thirsty for the Lord while you're in your waiting room experience. You read things that are going to motivate you, whether it's through Bible study, whether it's from an author who you know has been anointed. You surround yourself with material that'll help to feed where you're going. What does Pastor Glenn say? Feed your faith and starve your fears. All of that together as you're going in through this waiting room process. And for me, the doodling is the thing. So I doodled that, got the alignment, like, okay, this is exactly what I wanted. Clean lines, it's straight to the point. Love it, love it, love it. Knowing that the Holy Spirit is all over it, because it had never occurred to me to even do this. But then I wanted to go a little further. And I just want to ask you, do you remember the simple division? How you'd like to have division where things went easily into it, and 12 goes easily into 24 for two, rendering two. Those were the ones that were the fundamental division problems. And it's clean. We like it. There's no remainders, no decimals moving over, none of that stuff. It's just real simple. And I said, okay, what is the formula? Well, for me, the formula is our gifts go easily into our assignment, and that renders the purpose. You'll see what I mean on my cover art. I shared it, so you'll see it there. But gifts divided by assignment equals purpose. So what I do naturally, what the Lord put in me naturally, starting there, what He put in me naturally goes evenly into and easily into my assignment. And that's exactly where I am. The thing that I'm passionate about, the thing that I do that brings me joy, goes easily into my assignment, which is the podcast at this moment and this patient experience. Easily. There is no complication. I'm not trying to squeeze anything in. It goes easily and evenly. And guess what? The result of that is my purpose. So I said, oh my gosh, you just came up with what I at least believe to be something amazing. I know how it's blessed me. And I said, I did that in the middle of the waiting room by doodling. So I want you to lean into the waiting room experience. It doesn't have to be an anxious experience. It doesn't, and I know it's a lot easier to say that than done, but I'll tell you something. Half of the issue is not realizing that you're in the waiting room. I think that when you can objectively identify where you are, you know what to do with the time, right? I think that if you know that you're in the waiting room, you use that time to doodle, to read, to engage other folks who are also in the waiting room. So if you're not experiencing labor pains, if you're not in the delivery slash birthing room, then you're in the waiting room. And I have a friend who makes fun of my suddenly testimonies. I love suddenlies. We serve a God who delivers suddenly like nobody's business. Suddenly. It's still my favorite thing to say. And because he moves so suddenly, you need that time in that waiting room to get yourself together, to get yourself prepared. So use that time, because when it's go, it's go. Get ready. Use this time wisely. So I don't know about you, but he will give a valley girl vision for formulas like gifts go into assignments, yielding purpose. Now, I know that's a winner. So get your sketch pads, get your doodling pads, get your mic, get your books. Find the people who you know are ready and thirsty for the Lord, seeking God actively. And don't forget to check in with your Bible study at church. You will be amazed at who will motivate you, people who you don't even know, but just watching their praise and their worship and their expectation. All of that is together. It's a part of it. It's a part of the whole process. And reminder, don't get too comfortable in this waiting room, because you got next. I'll talk with you soon.